Hi, Paul.
Hafiz, can you hear her now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, now it's good. So please, Deepa, try to jump in using the AnyDesk.
Hi, Hafiz.
Hi, Deepa. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you? I haven't spoken with you in a long time. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good.
Great. That's good.
Yeah, Deepa, Hafiz was making money and preparing for his marriage.
That's so good.
Yeah. I think he has two, three girlfriends to make a decision.
Don't hurry, Hafiz. Don't hurry. Marriage life is not so fun.
I know that already.
Oh, that's good. That's good. The sooner you know the sooner, the better you'll be.
Hafiz.
Yes.
Let's perhaps as Deepa try to connect here in my computer. Let's try to see if we can make a copy of any table that is not under the stored procedure, and just dump it into a different schema. Okay, just for testing.
Okay.
Just use SQL and just copy, insert. It should have no problem. Do you agree that using SQL just to insert the same table, including data, in a simple...
Yeah. It should have no problem.
Okay. Like, so let's do a test. Let's do a test, okay?
Sure.
Because then, after we do that test, Deepa, after we do that test, simple test, copying in the cloud, then we can copy and paste. Then we can try to copy one single test, use the same SQL, and dump inside the super on-prem. Are you connected, Deepa?
Yeah.
That's good. So, Hafiz, can you see my screen?
Yes, I can.
So let's get some table. And let's see if we can go to... What happened here? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's do, Deepa. We have a lot of records for accounting payable. Accounting payable is very important. I need to know exactly what we need to pay every week here.
Okay.
And now, Janine is keep that very well. Every week she tell me we need $200, we need $500. So every week we know what's going on. Let's make a copy. There's no storage procedure at all in this table. Let's copy that table under the SQL and dump it inside the public, for example. Let's just do that. So, Hafiz, can you take over? We're going to copy that particular table and then we're going to test your schema copy, Deepa, later, okay? Let's see if we can just copy one table, including the record, and dump inside the different...
No, we need to, Paul, we need to back it up and restore it. It can't be done with the SQL query like this.
Okay, let's try using, do you want to use a data grid?
Yes, can you do that, because it's very hard to control the mouse.
No problem, you just tell me what to do.
Go to the import export.
Okay.
And export the data.
Okay.
Yes. Export with pgdump.
Okay.
So you guys got the pgdump to work?
I don't know. Let's test now.
Okay.
Run.
Okay.
Change the output result name. There. Yes. Write whatever payable.
No, the same. Accounting. accounting payable, huh?
Yes.
That's it. There is no need to create a database? Yes,
no.
I guess. No?
We don't.
Okay.
Done. Now go to the another schema. Inside the Postgres, yes.
I know.
Public.
Yes.
Right click, and import, export, restore with PG restore. Yes.
Okay.
Give it the path. Let it load. It takes some time.
I know. Okay, so I think that's it.
And
No.
That's all.
Just run.
Yeah, just run. Okay.
Let's do again.
Didn't,
yeah, let's try to use the let's try to use the
not from here, Paul. It won't work from here. Give me the mouse.
Okay. Go back. I think we missed something. Go back. There's a little check mark on top. Go to the same place. Do you see on? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Now the issue is this will dump inside the pub. Can you open
no.
the file? Yes, it will.
Okay.
Yes. So
let me see.
Do you remember here?
Temporary. Yes, I remember. Give a second. Yes.
Yeah,
there
it is, account payable.
Yes, can you, yeah, just click it. You see?
Okay. So. Okay.
Plus, wait a second. Now, you see these grant to authenticated, this is also copying the policies, right?
Okay.
So if we remove this alter oh, this is constraint, sorry. Let's not remove the constraints.
Okay.
Remove the policy and the row level security.
Okay.
This is unique.
Okay, I have an idea. Instead of delete the public, the POB, let's use a replacement and have some other schema. I think you have a deep schema or you have a Hafiz schema, so you can dump in that particular schema, so you can track instead of just deleting the POB, you can just replace.
Wait a minute. What we can do here, we can just go pub.
Replace, but we need to create a replacement first.
Yes, there.
But let's find what, instead of deleting, let's find out if you have. Hold on.
Wait a second. Give me some space to work. Wait.
Sure.
Okay. Now this all will go to Hafiz. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But there is another constraint, which is it is calling a function which will go from the pub. That we will need to change it here. PG catalog. This is inside the pub. Now this will go inside Hafiz.
Let's see. I don't think we have.
We can create a no problem. Program files. Postman. Oh, sorry. PostgreSQL. 16. Bin. And here we have PG.
I don't think so.
We have. Oh, it was at the last.
There were so many executables once I was going through that.
Now the path.
See? No, it's a backspace. Okay. Keep going down. Yeah.
A schema Hafiz does not exist.
Okay, let's find some schema that exists and then just change the Hafiz to that schema.
We can just create a new one.
Okay. Refresh it. You must refresh it.
Where is the where? It has some relation with the accounting.
Yeah, because we create one-to-one relationship for every extension, so you must break the relation.
So you have all the data. Okay.
Every single extension
every single data from that particular. Now you will put wherever you put this SQL file, it will work.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yes, this was because this was only one table. and I looked carefully in the SQL, right? If we export,
yes.
If we export everything, we need like 2-3 hours to look at the SQL file and remove all the unnecessary stuff and things to make it work.
Okay. But now we know that it's possible to do. We know what adjustment need to do with a rational adjustment. Okay, so and basically that solve, I would say, the problem for us to do backups. The only roadblock is now for all the main tables that are not extensions should be able to do the same thing because of the store procedure. So Deepa, let's try to disable the let's try again using, for example, the accounting, which is the parent, that which is the main table for this accounting payable, but that we have started procedure there. So
look, for the stored procedures, we also need to put all the functions inside the look, what we can do is can you open ChatGPT here?
Sure, it's already open here. Hold on. Do you see my screen?
Yeah.
So
functions and triggers.
Yeah, just a second. To dump all the
functions, triggers, defaults, and sequences.
Tables, data, defaults, functions, triggers, and
sequence.
I think sequences are on, yes, you are right. You are right.
That is very important.
Yes, you are right. Generate PSQL PG dump command to dump tables. No policies.
Okay, can you remove the dump tables? Just put it for one table. The dump one table and then data defaults for
all the sequence point. The sequences, then it will be hard to find for the sequences.
Yeah, sequence is the trouble.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Oh, they are trying to ask you to go to the CLI.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just looking at the command. So
there is nothing like you can copy the functions, right? Are they talking about functions? They have mentioned it, Kapis.
With appropriate values, this will ensure that you capture necessary objects, tables. Just a second. Give me a minute.
Sure.
Sean, can you ask more from it? I have a call. Hello?
Yes. So, the two hyphens that we use to comment inside the SQL, in case of the CLI, it's an option, right? It's not a comment. It's just a comment.
Yes, these are options.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the PG dump. But I didn't know they use two hyphens.
They have the slash and then two hyphens, then slash
back,
and next one. Yes.
Backslash.
Yes, backslash. Exactly.
That's escape. They call escape.
So. Now this we must have the options here under, but it does not give us the options under because of some bug in the.
No, but they only have two options for the created the database. Or do you think they have more?
Yes.
I'm not so sure.
Because these are half, I think there are more options.
Give me a sec. Let me try to see if I can have the font. There is a control plus, control less for font size. Let me see. Hold on. No.
If you want, you can go. Paul?
Yes?
I had to run to a grocery store.
Go in peace. Thank you.
I'll be back in half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, after that.
Before I let you go, can you open, do you have the data grip open in your laptop?
Yeah.
Can you see what the size? Can you go there quickly? Right click the any table. Go
okay.
There, right click any table, and then try to go to this particular let me see here. To any table and just click the import export
and then select the sport with PG Jump. See if you have below this screen here, if you have a clean database and create a database very visible. If you can.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No. Never mind. Hafiz.
Yes.
Hafiz. That's it. Okay. You can go deeper. Don't worry. I have my screen size was not fully visible. Sorry, Deepa. Go ahead. You may go, Deepa.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. I'll try to work after I come back from there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
So here. We can say export from the pub. Where is the hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Where is the here? Copy.
Isso tudo. Está bem acercado no banco de passageiro. Tem sobre com teu nome aí.
Alex,
está aí. Não, no carrito aí.
Alex, está aí dando pelo. Ele está aí.
Oh, que bueno. Pois eu estou bem agora, mira. Pero que me gostaria de hacerlo. E porque tu não. No...
É que como mi tia foi a la casa, foi de repente.
Não, mas isso não é importante. O importante é porque não considera. De cumprir com sua palavra daquilo que falta para que possamos ter. Eu tenho muita coisa que eu poderia ajudar-te. Se tu, eu te dou oportunidade de que recapacite. A pagar o tempo que está.
Ai,
não, é para tu bem, não é por mim. Não é por mim. Não, tu não sabe o que está perdendo. Ok, Hafiz, go ahead. Sorry about. Hafiz?
Yes. Yes,
I'm sorry, I was talking to my neighbor. I was helping a poor neighbor, and she...
No problem.
Copy and paste this code into a notepad, Hafiz, please.
Okay. Okay, this is our Ila Supa. Pub is empty.
Okay.
PSQL.
New down. Yeah.
Okay. So the schema had some already had some functions, etc. We have much of the most of the things, Paul.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm watching and listening to that carefully.
Yes. You see?
Well, that's the original place.
No, we are in Ila Supa.
Oh, okay. I didn't see. Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
You see?
Oh my goodness.
We have most of the things, but it still has some issues
The sequence, because you apply the copy, but if you apply the insertion, they will do one by one, change the full ID according to the formula. You know what I mean? And taking the sequence. If we reset the sequence, if we don't reset the sequence, we must disable the story procedure. It's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best approach is to do one table and see how can we fine tune that. But you basically did the solution.
Look, one table is the whole issue, because one table includes the function. Okay, I think you are not getting. If we include one table, it will have relations, it will have relation to functions, it will have relation to other tables.
I see, yes.
Yes,
so we need to do the whole pack.
Yes, yes, we need to do the whole pack. If we do one table, we are gonna.
You're right.
Yeah.
So we need to get some specifically support to see how can we make the full ID is correct here.
The full ID will be always correct, no problem at all. But the issue is maybe some things did not work because we already had some functions inside this schema. So
we cannot put the function inside the POB. We should use the function.
No, why not
try to do everything on the public?
You did not understood. Then we need to write the whole file. First we need
If you had kept the whole ERP inside public, this problem will not be happening, correct?
No. That's not correct.
Okay.
I am dropping this inside the Ila Supa.
Okay.
Just, I was confirming that I'm not dropping the cloud one.
Be careful,
Yes.
Be careful. If you want to survive. I will call the Pakistani president in 5 minutes here to arrest you.
Pakistani president does not have any powers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that means I'm in trouble.
but we can.
Can you volunteer? Can you present yourself for jail time voluntarily without any? So me, I don't need to call any bad guy.
To survive in jail, you need a lot of money here. So relation does not exist. What kind of relation it is talking about?
The relation one by one with the public extension for public, for example. We can check the relation in the code in the super cloud.
Okay. Can you check?
Sure.
In the TD codes and services.
Sure.
Look, this is not talking about the foreign key relation. This is talking about something else. It might be a constraint. It might be anything. TD codes. Try TD codes. You see? No, this is not an issue. This is a default value.
Okay. Should we try to disable the primary key? See if that doesn't change anything. Should we check the coding approach? So how was created?
Just can you open the Ila Supa dashboard here?
We are here. Elastio.
The no
yeah, code. The studio. Yes?
Go to the table editor, pub. We have services.
It did not create
the services
for some reason.
Yes, we need to understand those reasons.
Yes. Can you try to insert any record in the search? See if you have any problem. See if they. Yeah, put any in some description. That's it. And see if the ID is being
created properly. Oh, we have some problem. No, we don't. The policy is can you go to the authorization policy, see if that could be the issue?
No, I am not exporting any policies.
Okay. Ah. we may have failed to put the explicit POB in the function for the services of Hafiz, because we never test the services. So if we're going to check the function and the trigger in services, we likely will not find the POB.
I think you are right. You don't have the, let's see.
The full path name for. See?
No, you have the right function here.
Okay.
Pub.services, you have pub.function, time spent, modify on all. Okay, it says that there was another thing. Tables
without data. Okay, so we need to get at least one record per table.
I think so.
Let's do that. But yes, we just indeed the services was completely empty, but I don't think that the TD code was empty. Can you check it? No, it's not empty.
Mm-hmm. But it did the TD code somehow. If we go in the
in this,
it did not export the data, but.
No, where is the TD code? I don't see it.
No, it's not there. You are right.
So only the TD code in the services is the problem right now? So basically,
No. There are other problems also.
Okay. The relationship.
Oh, why it is creating policies?
Be careful, huh? To not delete the other guy. Jail time.
No, I can recover it in 2 seconds. Okay, I think this is correct.
Let's copy the after you have the code in a text for just to have a backup. It doesn't hurt. Any tab that's open or fine.
No row security.
Copy paste the error message we got, so ChatGPT will see it. Copy the error number and then tell that no row security doesn't work, but they don't know the error message.
Illegal option.
No, I mean copy the whole panel from data grip.
It's an illegal option. Illegal.
Oh.
So.
Wonderful.
Now it is with the inserts.
That I think that will be better because you can also audit it if we need. And also it works as a backup.
Yes.
The code itself, huh?
Yes. You see, it's all insert into, but
I can.
But how the inserts will work?
I don't know.
That I don't think inserts will work on the
super LS.
No. On the because of our functions.
Oh, hold on. Since you are doing the test from cloud into our on-premise, you don't need to use a different schema. We can send it from pub to pub.
That's what I'm doing, Paul.
Ah, okay.
That's what I'm doing, but I don't know if the.
Did you delete? Did you dump all the table from public?
Yes. See, the error is. Look, the error is. 5684.
Okay.
Okay, so and we also, need to wait a second. This is it. We need to open.
You remember that we have the AI from ChatGPT right here inside the data grip. If you open the AI assistant, they will let you know right now.
Just open the code.
Yes, wait a
second. Open the dashboard.
5,600.
5,690 and 5,684. And they are both under the two tables with trouble, which is service entity code. As soon as
this is row level security and row level security.
Okay. That's what I told you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That you said we are not copying row level security, but it's being forced.
Yes, it's being forced somehow.
Yeah. Only way to escape is using super user or using the DB admin. The DB admin I create is bypassing completely row level security because I put that power for the DB admin. But then we need to transfer that, granted that condition for the operation. But I think now is possible to use the AI from right here from Data Grip, because they are here, they get the context from Data Grip already.
Where is the AI?
We need to wait for loading. Yeah, we have none. Also, it did not create an accounting fees. Did you see that?
Yes, because it has some kind of row level security and policy, which is not working actually.
Okay, I guess yeah. So then we go to the project ID, click on the icon. There's a little icon there.
Yes, but
okay, we are in the project. Okay. I don't see the AI.
I am 90% sure that you are right, that they are not letting us disable the row level because it is illegal, because we don't have the permission.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
But I want to see why I cannot enable the AI right here.
You might have an older version, I think.
No, I have the most up-to-date version. They are push the envelope to try to get money. That's the reason, huh?
Yes.
That's the real reason. That's the real reason. The real reason. They said to go. They said to go They said, go to never open a project in your go to JetBrain ID. Go to right hand toolbar. You know, don't worry. I know the real reason, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's sign now. They have some bug, they cannot refresh my license for some reason. I already purchased.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think I need to deserve the other license here and uninstall and put a new one. I think so. I think now you are good to go. Okay, one thing we're gonna do it, we can delete the table from SuperCloud, the TD code, and delete the services, and then install later, and that should fix the problem for the final test. Or you're already in your limit time, Hafiz? Hello, Hafiz. Hafiz,
we'll be right back.
Can you hear Afis?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Deepa, we are connecting back.
Afis, yeah, can you try to connect in the desk, Afis?
Yes, I'm connecting.
I wonder, Hafiz, if you still have a couple minutes for us to delete the table services from the SUPA and then delete the table TD code that you do again. Are you willing to do? Well, we have another table that didn't copy. The accounting did not copy. So,
give me the mouse.
Okay.
Give me the mouse.